With the world being so crazy, I have two great gift ideas to help you and your family stay safe. First, the Shockwave Torch. This tiny tool drops a 260-pound thug in 2 seconds. It packs so much power in such a small package, it's scary. Thank God it's got a safety on it. If you want to stay safe in a dangerous world, I promise the Shockwave Torch will help. Next, I want to show you the Light Defender Tactical Laser. It's a palm-sized device that drops attackers by shooting off electromagnetic radiation. It is legal in most of the U.S., but it has been banned inside 4 different states, and countries across the world have been banning it left and right. This might have something to do with the fact the military uses these devices in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other hostile zones to drop terrorists in their tracks. The U.S. Navy calls it the best emergency rescuing device, and it's so powerful it will even start fires with no matches or fuel required. Click the links below to learn more about the Shockwave Torch and the Light Defender Tactical Laser Tool. There would be great gifts for your loved ones and family to keep them safe in this crazy world.
You know what's sad about that? I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second on the scary part of that. When you do history on wars, the biggest reason that wars are started is you starve out a population, and you get them. That's how you start wars. That's traditionally how they have. We've been doing false flags. A lot of wars have, you know, with false flags too, but you get the people behind it because they're starving. So to take a huge part of our food supply and screw it up is an act of war.
Well, I might say that it recalled before the election that the president signed a bill sponsored in part by a California congressman, a Republican congressman. They have changed the law relating to what is to be done with the water from Northern California that has been directed into the Pacific Ocean, the fresh water.
Oh, geez.
Starving the San Joaquin Valley. They've changed that law, and that's going to stop, is my understanding.
I didn't know that. There was a specific law that took fresh water and dumped it into the ocean, even though they have a drought situation there?
My understanding is that it wasn't a specific law. They did it under the Environmental Protection Act to protect a fingerling fish that they said was endangered.
Oh, for God's sake. But, okay.
That's been going on for years, and they did it basically through the EPA. But there is a new law now that was signed by Trump that was sponsored by the congressman from the Central Valley, who has also been very active in the House investigation. I can't remember. Nunes was one of the sponsors, and several others as well. But I think that they said at the time when that was signed that that would end this wasting of the amounts of water that had been dumped. Now, that's the underground sources of water. They're very important.
But that replenishes, directing it to the ocean, that replenishes the underground aquifers. It does all sorts of things. They're messing with the natural resupplying of, that's really bad.
Well, no question about it. This is a genocidal kind of thing, just as I have concluded and reported in my discussions with you that the Great Depression was a carefully planned genocide to starve people to death, and they managed to, by historical analysis, to starve to death 3 to 6 million, maybe more, Americans. No telling how many around the rest of the world, but that was one of the objectives, was to see how many people they could, how much they could reduce the population through starvation. So this is not something new. They just have more technological means than they had back in the time of the Depression. Back then, they basically would say that it's good for the farmers' prices if we slaughter baby pigs by the millions and bury them rather than having them grow into meat for people to eat. You do what you have to do according to the technology available to you. And now they do lots of their poisoning by either geoengineering or vaccinations or things of that sort. But
the average person doesn't believe it yet. They just don't. They think that people who talk about it are nut jobs. And so it's really important that there is conversation that is intelligent and factual and shared, and that people don't go off unhinged when they do share it, that we have to be logical. I mean, because the masses just are very trained to still believe what they're being taught.
Well, yes, that's right. And as you know from our previous conversations, that's the reason I wrote my book, The Fruits of Graft. I'm sure that there have been previous economists who understood what was done in the Great Depression to specifically impose poverty and to destroy the middle class to the greatest extent they could. But I went back and actually researched myself, found the actions that were taken, and the actions that were taken were absolutely, in my opinion, completely capable of producing the world depression that we experienced. And it was done intentionally, and it was done by top officials of the United States government. Hoover got it started by letting things happen during his administration.
And he was compromised, by the way. My last show that I just put on with Jimmy Boots, Detective Rothstein, he explained, it's getting no views, but he explained how Hoover was compromised. His informant was one of the ones that he was the one that compromised him, and he was compromised by other people too. But he explained how that operation went down.
I've got to listen to that because I don't know what would have been done possibly to
little boys
to compromise FDR. FDR did most of what was done to impose the Great Depression. And it's I'm certainly convinced that there could have been no mistaking that he knew completely what he was doing. And he was regarded as a very trusted, highly placed operative, so good at doing what he did and designing the way to get away with it and lying about it and so forth. That he was given his head by the ruling cabal in many things, just his own judgment about how to deal with certain problems. But
see, I think I've been thinking about this a lot because it can't be any more disturbing when you start learning about these things and you're realizing, oh my gosh, you know, what's really going on? And excuse me, you know, Hoover, we have some indication of how he was compromised. But when you start looking at FDR, I mean, there has to be a combination of psychopaths, but they need to be able to control psychopaths. So there's psychopathic behavior, there's narcissistic behavior, and then there's the controlled people who probably are psychopaths too, and then there's controlled people that aren't psychopaths. And you know, unraveling all that, and we have that going on today, unraveling that and help making it work is a huge challenge that Trump is trying to take on. I mean, that's what we're going to see when these sealed indictments come out. They're going to unseal them. And you're taking down psychopaths and you're taking down people who are compromised. You want to see people come unhinged, and they are going to give all the mass media, they're going to give them a platform to argue their case. And it's going to be a pretty scary time for a little bit.
I suspect that could be the case. It certainly has been a very broad effort for at least the last century and more to control all the institutions of the U.S. government as well as other countries. The academicians, the universities, the mass media, the newspapers, and so forth. All of those have been the subject of a very well-planned campaign to gradually put us in position of not understanding anything except what they want us to think.
Yeah, we're completely clueless. I mean, the mass, they're just completely uneducated as to what's really going on.
So as of this time in this country, book publishers are still essentially controlled outlets for information that they're willing to, the ruling cabal is willing to have communicated to the people. Those who are not wanted simply don't get the publication and don't get the promotion. One of the great books in this field is regarded as Tragedy and Hope, done by a Georgetown professor who was supposedly a mentor of Bill Clinton. But he was given access to elitist documents and wrote somewhat about it in Tragedy and Hope. Frankly, in many respects, it's hard to find in that book because it is so comprehensive and voluminous. But nevertheless, as soon as that book got out and the ruling elite discovered what was in it, they told the publisher, stop its promotion, stop its publication. And that's what they did. He wound up finding that the publisher, one of the very major houses, was not selling his book, was not promoting it, and was not printing any more copies, but saying that there's just no demand. And he learned, the writer did, that there was a bootlegger who was publishing and so forth. But anyway,
that's how they convince people. It's just there's no demand. You know, yeah. It's
legally avoid income taxes on windfalls from cryptocurrencies using the only blockchain trust, Immunity Trust, available. This trust will absolutely avoid any taxable event otherwise resulting from using central cryptocurrency exchanges. This special purpose trust is written into your bank account agreement so that you can legally avoid any capital gains taxes, and this works in any country. This blockchain trust is not just some gimmick. John Singleton from Asa Coins have been using it personally for over 20 years, but that same structure is frequently used by the elites to avoid taxation wherever they do business around the world. Click the link below to learn more.
So what do you think about Hillary Clinton running again with Michelle Obama? That's the news that's out there.
Well, that's nothing but a ruse to make it appear that they are political candidates so they can't be arrested. If they're arrested, they will be argued to be, oh my goodness, this is destroying our political system.
To avoid treason.
And so forth. Blaming Trump on being a tyrant to destroy all his political opposition. No, the evidence, in my opinion, is going to be so overwhelming that people will look at it and say, oh my Lord, how has our country been this far down the tubes and allowing these people to act as if they're the leadership and above the law? I believe the evidence is going to be overwhelming.
I hope so.
When these arrests are made.
They have to be able to, they probably think they've been strategizing how to make, because the media is really going to give them a platform.
Well, we've had the reports of a long list of serial murders. I'm not sure whether that will make it or not, because there are so many other crimes. You look at the billions in crimes through the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And so forth. It goes on and on. You remember, does anybody remember that this was a woman, the real one, who had trouble negotiating stairs during the last election, and she supposedly is going to be running again? I think there are many questions to be answered as to exactly who is Hillary and is she Hillary anytime there's a so-called sighting of the person.
Because they do have body doubles. I know that just like in other countries, they have body doubles for safety. They had many too here.
Well, there we are. We'll see what happens. People who are tired of waiting seem to take some comfort in being cynical. But I'm taking comfort right now, for what it's worth, in being optimistic. I think I'm certainly convinced we have the most evidence, most proof right now that has ever existed in my lifetime to be optimistic that this time it's going to be different.
I am amazed at how many sources are telling me behind the scenes that things are happening. I mean, they're like, you know, like the thing in Minnesota, the pedophile ring that's going down, that's been protected for decades, and that's going to be going down in the next week or two.
Oh, I love to hear it.
Yeah, I hope it does, but that's what I've been told. And, you know, these things are going to start, gosh, I hope, because what's happening now, you know, they have arrested a lot of low-level people, but it's popcorn feel-good stuff. It's not the people who are in control and doing the real deal. They might even arrest the pedophiles at a lower level just to help clean out their, you know, forest, to clean out the riffraff so they can have it run better. I mean, I don't know. Or, you know, just to warn people that if you don't behave, we'll get you arrested.
Well, we have an exciting time coming. And I think particularly we're going to see that in this, at least in this coming year. This will be the year before the run-up to the 2020 election. And it's hard to prognosticate from day to day because things change. And these opponents are capable of a great
Lots.
Many very awful things.
Yes, they are.
And so I'm sure that the people who are leading this effort are doing their very best to protect people in this country and other places as well. And I'm optimistic again. I'm happy to be able to say that.
I don't think Trump will win if these things don't start happening. I don't think we can go another 2 years saying there's sealed indictments, you know, that's not a, I think some of these things have to go down, otherwise it won't. He won't win in 2000 or 2020.
Well, I think that the voting fraud thing is going to have to be dealt with.
Yes, it will.
Among many others. There are so many, they just keep on committing more crimes. It's hard to have a government, even as big as ours, that can get around all these things, but we're going to start. And I think as soon as we start taking some of these big actors out of action, we start diminishing the amount that we have to deal with in the future. So
well, and the amount of criminality that they're trying to take out is overwhelming. I mean, now think about it. With this voting fraud, these election fraud, I've had multiple people on, and there's an overwhelming situation that incentive to do fraud. It's easy to do fraud. They know how to do it, and there's no ramifications ever. Nobody ever. You know, there's never been ramifications. So we have this incredible problem on our hands because they never dealt with the rule of law in this country has been non-existent, except for drug, you know, low-level people and things they want to do to build up the prison system and random onesie-twosie things that they can take down. But other than that, it's been non-existent. So they have a huge pile of criminality they have to sift through.
Yes. Well, in regard to the election fraud, we've certainly had it in previous elections, and I've come to believe that the election of 2000 was one of them, not just from the Democrat side, but from the other side, Republican. And I think that situation is going to, there have been reports that the Trump administration actually allowed some of the fraud to have a more of an open field day this time. In other words, they allowed the elections to get closer, we'll say, in the public eye, so that they would be encouraged to do some fraud. And I believe the reports are that there have been close surveillance, and we'll have plenty of proof. So let's see whether that happens.
Well, they're sitting ducks. We know that it was going to happen. You know, it's just so obvious. Now, what do you think? I've had somebody come and make this argument to me because there's some races that I thought there's no way that person won, but they spent so much money trying to fight that person. My question is, did they really spend the money, or was that also a false narrative?
I don't know the answer to that.
But you know what I mean? And they have so much money, they can, and who cares?
Well, we certainly had, there was a closer race than you would think in Texas with tremendous amounts of money spent on the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate opposing Ted Cruz, Beto O'Rourke. And yet it was not close enough to get there. We'll see what happens in the Arizona Senate race.
But you know, do you understand his point? I kind of agree. It's like, well, we have to settle. Why would they spend all that money if they didn't really? I mean, there has to be some proof there that there was some other agenda.
Well. Maybe I'm just naive about it, but they spent the money because they have it, and they really, really, really needed to win the Senate and the House. So they spent lots of money where they thought they had chances, and in some cases they made it, and in some cases they came up short, and in some cases they came up short and are going to steal it by any means possible. So we'll see how those things turn out. I'm inclined to think that that actually the president is going to have a stronger hand in the Senate in these next 2 years than he did in the last 2 years. And look how much he got done in that period of time. Now he won't have the cooperation of the House this time.
Yeah, how much can the House derail that?
Well, they can derail legislation.
Yeah, how much do you think?
There are many things in the government that are controlled only by the president and the Senate. In other words, confirmation of judges, confirmation of ambassadors, approval of various acts, treaties and things of that sort. That is all Senate only, not House. And so that would be the area in which the president looks to take new action. But I think he got in place basically what he needed to get in place from the House this last time. The rest of it is going to be how these prosecutions, executive order, the freezing of assets from the major players in human trafficking, corruption. That's an executive order that I think is going to become very, very important now that the midterms are passed and he's got a chance to have some action by the Justice Department with a new Attorney General. I would want to say that I have been one who has had a high opinion and trust in Jeff Sessions. And I think that his activity behind the scenes is going to turn out to have made that possible. But I would compare him to General Flynn. I think he got entrapped into having no choice but to recuse himself from handling and overseeing the Russian collusion thing because he supported the Trump campaign. Therefore, he was regarded as a partisan in that regard and had to step aside. Unfortunately, at the same time, it also appears that he was involved in the appointment of Rod Rosenstein. And that, of course, has been very problematic. On the other hand, there have been some reports that I can't completely discount that indicate that even the Rosenstein appointment has been part of an effort that will actually result in gathering evidence.
I've heard that too.
Assisting in gathering evidence against the ruling elite and their cabal and all of their operatives. And so let's see how it turns out. I think we're going to see pretty soon.
Well, let me ask you about Washington, D.C. The rumors that whirl around Washington, D.C., are they different than the rumors that whirl around the alternative media and the mass media?
Well, it could very well be. I can't say that I'm within the, by any means, within the circle of rumors circulating around D.C. But I think we're much more effective in the alternative media in getting the information out, regardless of where it circulates. I think we have feelers in there that can't get good information. And it's far more reliable. What we can rely on with the major media is that they almost certainly will not tell us anything important that they know about.
They don't even try in most cases where, I mean, they're trying to purposely throw people off. Whereas the journalists in the alternative media, if they're not planted there or planted with bad information, they're trying to get you the best information they can.
Uh-huh. So I think there are even some indications of some people flipping sides, even a media person or two here or there.
I agree.
I don't know that it's worth going into at this point, but there are some of them that are still got the bit in their teeth and they're trying to act like they run the country as opposed to the president.
Yeah, they are. It's just crazy. Now, let's talk about some of the reports that you're hearing coming out of NATO. And I know that, you know, when we talked before the interview, it's not your expertise, but you're hearing reports that we think could be, they're legitimate.
Well, there are reports that, and they've been around for actually a few years. NATO has been conducting very provocative exercises, military exercises that basically run large amounts of military personnel and equipment right up to the Russian border.
Yep, we've heard that.
In training exercises, so-called, and the Russians never know whether it's a training exercise or whether this is going to be it.
So we're purposely keeping Russia on edge.
Yes, and I understand that there may very well be something similar in regard to China as well. That the threats are being made of, against China. But these are, again, I certainly do not believe this is being done at President Trump's behest. I think it's being done despite his efforts and actually trying to overcome his efforts. I believe there are still good prospects that he has in mind, a very important resolution of major conflicts in the world, such as the Middle East, such as with Russia and China, such as what is occurring in Africa. Much more war, I think, there over the past several years than we've been really told about. And I think I think he has in mind ways to resolve those things. And I think that's what the deep state has been trying so hard to stop him from doing. And that's why they're trying with these. The most recent report I'd heard about NATO is that they were preparing to be in a big exercise and in the process to launch a false flag attack on some target in the West and blame it on Russia and then have an immediate attack on Russia by our forces and so forth. So I think if I've got that information, I'm sure the president must have much better information than I do and his people. So in that circumstance, I think we're doing all we can to make sure that doesn't happen. So we'll see how well we do.
I hope to God that we do, because war is, no one wins in war. Well, thank you so much. You have your Fruits of Graf, which is just an amazing historical book that you won't get anywhere else. Do you want to give a little plug about your book?
Well, I'm happy to say that since my discussions with you began last August or thereabouts, a year ago, August, interest in my book, The Fruits of Graft, as much has been much better, much higher than it was before. It still has a long way to go in terms of shaking anybody's attention at Amazon and so forth. But nevertheless, it's important to get out information about our history so that people now not only will be informed about that, but understand what bad things people in power and in the U.S. government are capable of doing. Because there has been a big lie that the U.S. government, particularly with Franklin Roosevelt, did all it could to try to help people who were suffering and starving and so forth. And the opposite was the truth. And there is a great deal of evidence to prove that that is so, that even from around the world at the time, in 1938, there was a high-level elitist operative who testified that FDR was so well-trusted as an operative of the elite that he was given his own judgment at times in terms of how best to achieve their objectives. He was a traitor to the people who put him in office, not to his class, because he was an elitist from the time he was a little boy, and all through college and all through his career. So that is something that people need to understand. There's clear evidence of it that's fully convincing to me, and that's why I spent the time and effort to put it in writing and put it in the context that, amazingly enough, when this book came out, I had no idea that 5 years hence, we would actually elect a president that was going to do something about it.
Well, how can they get a copy?
Well, the easiest way is at my site. If you order my site at classicalcapital.com, I send it priority mail without charge to you for the postage, $25.
That's great.
And also, they can get it through Amazon. And I'm happy to have your order any way you prefer. But nevertheless, for those who are interested, I'm glad to have their interest. And I think that it's getting more attention that, and thanks to you, Sarah. I appreciate it very much.
Well, will you stick around for my patrons?
Of course.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thank you.